Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans.
Yo, 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 yo. What's up, my people?
Yeah. What's up, Greg?
What's going on, dude?
As everybody can see, Dave will not be with us this evening.
Yeah.
David Boy is gone. Flew back from his training regiment. I don't actually know when he landed.
I heard that he got another job as a male stripper, dude.
Oh.
Like, so he's deep Houston.
So he's working nights, huh?
Yeah, he's working that pole. You know what I mean?
Okay.
From poles to holes, he's doing his job.
But yeah, he was flying back in today from his training stuff, and then it was going to be too late by the time he got back into town, so he was just like, just do it without me.
Dingle. Yeah, I mean, there is a slight chance that he might call in from the car. You never know.
Oh.
But I don't think so.
I doubt it.
Yeah. Knowing Dave, he'll probably just be like, dude, it's not good enough. Like, the sound quality, it's not good enough. I'm not going to risk it. So, yeah, I mean, hey, we got a couple things to talk about, dude, because some stuff has happened since we've last spoken. And we had a big, it's not a cyber attack, but there was a power outage with the whole freaking social media yesterday.
Well, I mean, I did hear some people saying it might have been a cyber attack.
Oh, yeah?
I
think that they were investigating it, right?
I did hear some rumblings about that. But nothing. Ooh. But nothing was ever said. Whether like
something is amiss here.
Like nobody has said what happened.
Well, so I'm trying to keep a track, like a timeline, and keep track of all of these events because I've been noticing them happening more frequently now.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Because last week we had AT&T just like wipe out. You know, service was just people couldn't call. They couldn't get on like their applications and shit.
Yep.
And I think even like Gmail and all that stuff was kind of getting out of there. And YouTube was kind of down. This week you have Instagram, Facebook, Twitter was unaffected or X was unaffected.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying like they're preparing for something to happen, like some sort of cyber event. It's obvious. Everybody is talking about it. Like it's not a secret anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like even the most normal people were like, okay. Well, I mean, none of this has happened like this and this kind of frequency. How come all of a sudden they're having all these problems?
Exactly. Right. And it's almost like when Obama was in office and you had all these mass shootings were just happening left and right. And you're like, what the hell's the problem? Well, the same thing happened with Biden there for a little bit.
Well, he's coming out again saying he's going to take away the gun rights or whatever.
Oh, Biden?
Yeah. They posted
semi-automatic shows things are going away.
They posted on his thing. It's been like almost most of this week where they're like, we're going to ban assault weapons. I've done it before. I can do it again.
Yeah, he's going to do it again. Dude, so he also, like Dave sent us that video of him where he was like talking about the fires and then one house survived the fire because it had the right roof on it.
Oh, yeah, he did say that. That was weird.
What did you think about that?
I don't know what to think about that. It's either he knows something that we are all kind of like about, or he's Biden and he doesn't know what he's saying.
Well, because the theory is that if you have a blue roof, you won't get destroyed by the direct energy weapon.
Yeah,
right?
Like they were targeting. You know what I mean? So they weren't targeting like certain things. Yeah,
that's the whole theory. Well, the theory is that like the blue roof, because it's a blue laser, so anything that's blue would survive the laser beam. You know what I mean? And there was like this one guy showing like the video of like this blue laser going through all these different colors, and it was destroying everything until it got to this blue piece of fabric, and it couldn't destroy it because it was the same wavelength. So I thought that was interesting. He didn't talk about color though. He just said the right roof on it.
Yeah. So is he talking about because they were a different color and those are the ones that didn't burn, or is he just saying like they have a flame retardant roof?
Yeah, right?
I don't know.
Just like his brain. I think it's
flame
retardant brain. Yeah. He has something going on there.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, just there's been a lot of stuff happening where I'm just like, what in the world are we coming to? Like, are we actually, is this whole plan thing, like, is it happening?
I don't know, man. There's a lot of shit going on that kind of makes you wonder, huh? Like, obviously, we all, everyone's like, well,
and
when the fuck is it going to happen? When is this, all this shit going to happen? But it seems like the closer we get to 2024, the more apparent that something is definitely happening.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah, I feel like there's going to be a lot of vindication for those who've stuck around and trusted something for a long time.
Well, yeah, I think there's a lot of people either not running for re-election, dropping out, bunch of CEOs leaving their positions.
To Dave's point though, CEOs just leave positions.
They
bro,
do
because
they do.
Like remember like in 2020 they were leaving in mass hordes and we were keeping an eye on it really close. We're just like, what is going on with all these CEOs leaving? And now it's happening again. It's just like, oh, is it just a 4-year cycle?
Maybe, but I mean, how do you like what's going on with everything else? Like there are political people, a lot of political people not running for re-election that normally I feel like would have.
Yeah. And you wonder, is everybody just getting too fucking old?
Maybe,
you know, like as I mean, Congress is way too damn old.
It is,
and yeah. I think people are realizing how corrupt these motherfuckers are. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, for sure. I think the cat's out of the bag on that. And I think they realize that their time is up regardless.
Dude. Yeah. Well, and one guy that we were talking about in 2020, we thought his comeuppance were going to come up. They never did.
His comeuppance
was Mr. Cuomo. Oh, yeah. You know, Mr. Cuomo.
Oh, yeah.
I want to just take a look at that.
They're
necklace.
Trying to bring him back in because they're going like, you fucked around, bro.
Hell yeah. Dude, so I sent you an article about this. Now, Andrew Cuomo is being subpoenaed by a congressional panel. And this is over his decision to shove a bunch of old people into nursing homes during the plague. And they all got the plague and died. And the plague is the big C, you know what I mean? So he's finally being subpoenaed over this shit that we've been like, agonizingly calling for like something to happen with him. And as soon as he like just got like let go scot-free and like got slapped on the wrist because of a sexual harassment shit, I was just like, okay, we're done. No one's ever gonna, you know, face charges for
and
this
now he's,
manslaughter.
And now he's like being brought back up again and they're trying to bring him in for a deposition or whatever it is they're trying to do. Almost in time for the possibility of Trump taking office again and all these heads of these departments being removed and other people being put back in that will probably end up doing something about it.
Well, I just, one thing I hope they do, because if they have like one of these publicized like congressional meetings and it's all like, you know, on YouTube and stuff, I hope they play the videos of him talking about hot dogs with his assistant.
Oh, yeah.
And be like, I want you to take a bite of that sausage. I want you to take the whole thing. Come on now. Cuomo wants you to take the whole sausage. Can you do it? Come on. I think you could do it.
Have you been practicing your Cuomo?
I haven't done the Cuomo.
Yeah, that's been a while.
I need to do the Cuomo. Christopher, I need the Cuomo.
Yeah, I don't know where this is going to go.
Just looking into this, looking into this article, dude, it says the House subcommittee tasked with investigating the nation's response to the coronavirus pandemic on Tuesday subpoenaed former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. So that, but here's the deal is, you know how I kept on complaining about it seems like they're politicizing these events? They're using these events that, like, they ran on in 2022 because we had a new House come in. Yeah. And we're like, yes, they're finally going to take care of business. And it looked like they were ramping up, taking care of stuff, like, right when they got in there. Mm-hmm. But they've slowed the roll on a lot of this stuff. Like, why have we not impeached Biden or at least tried to impeach him, like, every week? You know, let's, like, try to do this more often. And then, two, this whole subcommittee that was supposed to investigate the big C little V and like people like Andrew Cuomo, Governor Whitmer, all this stuff. They're just now doing it right in time for re-election season.
Yeah.
So they're using this shit as bait to get voters to vote for them because they're, oh yeah, they're doing it, dude. They're finally draining the swamp. They're taking care of business like they said they would.
I can see that. I can see that point. I mean, but at the same time, like, why wouldn't you, right?
Yeah, but it's just, it's sleazy, dude. To me, it's like, get it done when you can and get it done quickly. So that way, I mean, people aren't going to forget about it if you do it.
That's what I was saying earlier. Because, like, even if they do bring them in and they do this deposition or whatever, the House or Congress can't put charges on anybody. So that's going to be up to whoever gets appointed or whoever gets removed or appointed to these other positions within these three-letter agencies, which will probably end up, I mean, if things go as they look right now, it's going to be Trump in office. And if whoever he puts in these positions, they're the ones that are going to be taking care of this. Not the House and them aren't going to do anything. They're going to ask questions and get bullshit answers, and it's going to probably end up being the same thing. They can suggest that there should be charges or something like that, but they can't actually charge anyone.
Yeah, exactly. This is all about getting the public to sway their opinion, right? The court of public opinion, getting everybody to go, oh, okay, yeah, this guy is a piece of shit and deserves to go to jail or be tried for murder.
And not necessarily sway an opinion, but just have an informed one.
Yeah, I mean, you could do both, right? You could have people become informed and sway their opinion to the other side and go, oh, okay, yeah. So he did shove a bunch of old people into nursing homes and then with COVID positive patients, and then those older patients ended up getting sick and dying. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, yeah, that would tick off a lot of fucking people if they ended up putting out in public on mainstream saying, yeah, he put all these people in there knowing, and he fucking killed all these people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, imagine if it was your grandpa or your grandma and that was their whole thing, dude. Like, you want to kill grandma? Like, put a mask on. It's like, oh, you did kill grandma. Frickin' Cuomo, COVID Cuomo over here.
It makes you wonder if they start getting into this, what that's going to do to the voting in New York.
Not necessarily
for mayor or anything like that, but even for the presidential. Because if they like put all this information out and New York is pissed that their side did this knowingly, then what are their options? Are they just going to fucking vote blue no matter who again?
Have the illegals vote for them, dude. I mean, that's why they're sending all of them to New York, because they know the big sway is coming. You're like, oh, shit.
I mean, that's their goal. That's what they would like. But they would have to pass something that would allow illegals to vote in the first place.
Yeah.
Which wouldn't even be constitutional.
No, but I mean, they've done a lot of unconstitutional things, too. I mean, Biden himself has gone through executive orders, like just overriding Supreme Court decisions. You know, like the moratorium on apartments and rentals and all that stuff. So these COVID policies that were put in place, and, you know, just like the paying back school loans for students.
Yeah.
Like student school loan moratorium and all that stuff. Like, he basically just, the Supreme Court said, nope, They can't be doing that. They have to pay their debts and all that stuff. And Biden's like, no, we're just going to extend it. Sorry. So, I mean, it's already unconstitutional at this point. I'm not saying that, like, going against the Supreme Court is unconstitutional, so to speak, but
eventually I feel like that all that has to come back at them somehow, sometime.
You would think so. I mean, karma has been one-sided in this situation, though, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I'm holding on to that little voice in the back of my head that keeps saying something big is coming still. I may not know exactly what that is or how exactly that's going to happen or work, but I just feel it. There's something in the air right now, and that, or at least has been, that something is different. Something isn't the same as it usually is.
Yeah, I could see it both ways. I'm trying to look at it like from the positive way, but I can't help but see it as, even if things do come to fruition, as far as like the whole like patriot, you know, whatever you want to call it, is this plan justified, or is this like all just part of a big ploy to sucker a lot of people? You know what I mean? Because if the movement gets proven right, and it's like, oh, look, all these things that were, you know, we had premonitions of in 2017 through all the way throughout, and we have all these like 4chan premonitions and all this shit.
Yeah.
It's like, are they all coming true to trick somebody into, like, trick a large population into following this man? You know?
I mean, I guess
as a false savior type of figure.
I guess that's always a possibility, but I don't know. I just feel like it would be very hard to keep that story up.
It would be, but here's the deal. So
and also have other things outside of what you can actually control besides what you're posting line up and do what you needed them to do to make your story seem right. Yeah. Also.
But I think you slowly, it's like the boiling frog. Like, you get the people's trust. So this is like a perfect example with David Icke was on Alex Jones InfoWars. Okay.
Yeah.
And they kind of had this debate about Elon Musk. And David Icke's position on Elon Musk is that since he took over Twitter, no one has been questioning him. No one's been questioning Musk. And it's because, like, he took such this, like, grand stand of providing freedom of speech, not freedom of reach, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. So he's seemingly doing something very patriotic. He's doing something like that the movement of, you can say, conspiracy theorists or truthers, like, they go, oh, well, look, he's giving our accounts back and he's letting us talk about things again. And he's actually like monetizing us and we have a voice again. You know what I mean? So he's gaining this trust and garnering this trust in this movement. Meanwhile, you look at what Elon Musk is doing. And what David Icke was saying is, like, you have this hardcore movement of, like, the WEF, like, digital IDs, the central banking digital currencies, the tracking, the surveillance, and all that stuff. That's, like, the hardcore method. And Elon Musk is the softcore method, where it's, like, the polite way of easing you into it. And they're saying both roads lead to the same result. Because Elon Musk is, you know, the whole brain chipping thing is whatever. But you look at what he's doing with Twitter, and he's collecting biometric data. He's collecting your fingerprints. He's collecting all of that, you know, your...
How is he collecting fingerprints?
It's, I don't know necessarily directly off the top of my head, but it's in this article that I sent to the Telegram. But it's a way that he is collecting all of this information. He openly admitted that he is feeding that data into his AI algorithm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So he's training his AI with your data, you know, and you're using it knowing that. So I'm just saying, like,
that's with everything. If you're online,
it is, but he's also openly talked about AI, and he's kind of doing what he's speaking against about. So he's like, AI, like, there's only one way to beat him, and that's to join him. But then he's also saying AI is like an existential threat to humanity. It's like, which one is it here, you know?
Yeah,
it's, but that, well, the whole, I mean, thing is
could,
like...
It could be both. Just like if you have... If somebody that's truly evil creates an AI, they're going to do some really fucked up shit to it. And the only way to defeat that is someone good having the same weaponry.
Mm-hmm.
So in essence, like,
yeah, it's like steroids. You know what I mean?
If AI,
like steroids in baseball.
Exactly.
The only way I can beat the guy on steroids is to get on steroids.
Right. Yeah.
Doesn't make it right though.
But how else are you going to combat it?
You get rid of AI.
Yeah.
So, but then, I mean, that's the whole problem.
There's so much good that could be done with that technology though.
Oh yeah. I know. I've heard people talk about how AI is actually, there was somebody on the Tinfoil Hat podcast that was saying how AI can be thought as merging with God, like, because our brains don't work that well, you know, like as far as like 10% of your brain is what you're using, right? AI is what allows your brain to open up to a full 100% and get, okay, to that.
Well,
God,
they could say the
level.
Same thing about the internet in general then.
Yeah.
Cause like, yeah, nobody would have all that information, but now it's just right there whenever we want it.
Exactly. You just have to come up with the question.
So, I mean,
and that's the problem is like, are people asking the right question and are they questioning people who they should be questioning? And it's just like, I'm not saying like, I don't trust like all these people, like just willy nilly. It's just certain things that Elon Musk has done where I'm going like, dude, I don't trust that shit. And he doesn't really address it. And same thing with Trump. You know, it's like he's done all these good things where it's like, okay, yeah, this is good, but what about this? And if you do question it, people will be like, whoa, 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 you sound like you're pushing a little bit. Like, what's your problem, dude? You're not on the fucking Trump train? What's going on? What's wrong with you? You know, and it's just like how kind of like Dave was saying about the whole like 17 movement. Like he was questioning the whole thing the whole time. Mm. And he ended up being right on a lot of it because it's like it never fucking happened.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, because he was questioning it, like we got it in our YouTube comments. People are like, dude, Dave's a fucking shill. Yeah. Like this guy's fucking full of it. Is he working for the government? And it's like, dude, no. Like the whole thing is to question everything. And if you can't, you have to ask yourself why.
No, that's true. I just think like, especially with questioning like everything that was going on because it hadn't happened yet. Like kind of like we were talking about with everyone, like Cuomo being subpoenaed and like all this other shit.
Oh, yeah.
I just, and me personally, I think the majority of people were just looking at too narrow of a time frame. I think the time frame for retribution or whatever you want to call it, for things to flip and turn the other way and the shitty people get the shit they deserve, was more of a longer game than we figured it would be.
Mm-hmm.
That's me personally.
Yeah. But I also know that if you want somebody to lose trust in an institution,
yeah,
you put people that are corrupt knowingly in high level positions and then you expose them.
Yeah.
And that will make people lose trust. Look at FBI. Do you trust the FBI? Fuck no, I don't.
Yeah.
Because why? We had people in high level positions doing corrupt shit.
Well, yeah, that same explanation would explain why Trump kept people on that ended up being corrupt. Not necessarily that maybe he did or maybe he didn't know they were corrupt, but they were just like Fauci. Would anybody ever know how fucking ridiculous and fucked up Fauci is if we wouldn't have gone through all the shit with Fauci in that position?
Yeah, not at this level, I don't think. I mean, people did know Fauci from HIV.
Yeah, but not the general public.
You can get the HIV from the toilet seat, Chris.
Yeah, you go from the general public though, and nobody was paying attention to any of that shit.
Nah.
So no.
That's one thing that Trump has done is like put the spotlight on a lot of people. But then again, I think the people have done the digging themselves. You know what I mean? Like, it's not just Trump who does it. It's like Trump does something and then people dig on what Trump does.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
If that's your goal to be able to do that, then the people that are supposed to be the ones making the decisions have to be the ones that do the digging. So they are the ones that understand and learn about what's going on. That way they can make the decision that needs to be made.
Yeah. But what sucks about the whole thing is that you can have a really good institution. I'm not saying that the FBI is good, but like healthcare, yeah. You know what I mean? What sucks about that now is that people are not trusting healthcare at all. Certain people, right?
Yeah.
They're saying like, dude, I'm never going back to a doctor again. I'm never getting a vaccine again. I'm never doing this. And it's like, that's what sucks about the whole thing. And I'm not saying like, you know, if you don't want vaccines, that's perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not getting them ever again. Yeah. And neither is my family. So, but I'm just saying, if you want to get a vaccine, that's fine. But it makes people question the whole damn pyramid, the whole hierarchy.
Well, you know what I mean? They should do a point. Like, there shouldn't be any kind of system or group of people or anything that never get questioned.
For sure.
I mean, that's why we're in the position we're in now.
Yeah, but that is my concern with Trump. You know, it's like we are all on the Trump train, and then it's like, but if he does something weird, like the father of the vaccine, it's like, whoa, that was for a purpose. There's a reason for it. And then we have this rationale that we're supposed to go down one road without looking the other way. And it's like, okay, well, I can't help not look the other way.
Well, you know? my opinion on that is Trump didn't create the vaccine.
Yeah, I know. It was the military.
He eliminated the regulation to be able to produce something quickly. It doesn't mean he's the one that fucked it up.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, I think that stuff was in development long before Trump even got in.
Probably.
You know, with the DOD. Yeah, dude, I think it was. I think there was, we don't have to get into that, but there's a lot to that, dude. So my whole thing is just, like, Trump, love him or hate him, he makes me question a lot, including himself.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, I feel like the stuff that was written on certain boards back in the day, I feel like a lot of that will come true so that Trump can get more power. I feel like he'll use that to harbor his, like, see, this is my quote unquote MAGA promise that I promised. And then it'll be like, oh, okay. Yeah. I'm going to vote for him now because of this, all this stuff came true. And, you know, I've been waiting for this, you know, so much, like, 'cause there's so much hopium around this movement and around like, hey, we want these things to fall in place, and they're finally falling in place. And yes, okay, let's vote for him. That's my concern, is he's just going to use it as like a political move. But like you said, why would you not?
I think he's going to have the votes that he needs before any of that would even happen. I think he'll get the votes. And then that kind of stuff, like the crazy shit like that, I think that'll happen later.
Yeah.
I don't think
In tandem.
Yeah, I don't think anything absolutely insane is going to be before the election.
Hmm. Well, that leads me to the one of the articles that I brought for you.
Okay.
This is the 1,000 National Guardsmen who were deployed in New York City.
I heard about this. I literally seen this right before we started the show.
Yeah, so there's a video actually on X if you want to play that first.
The link isn't working.
Oh, to the article?
Yeah.
Dang it.
Did you get lost? Here, I'll look it up real quick.
Okay. But yeah, so I'm just going to like read through this. So like I saw this happen today and I'm like, oh, okay, so the National Guard are being deployed. Why? And they're being deployed as part of this crime fighting plan that Governor Kathy Hochul has said that like our underground subways are not safe. And I'm just thinking, oh, no shit. Yeah.
I don't think the New York subways have been safe in a long time.
No, dude, no. And like just these random acts of violence that you see like all over Twitter back in the day of just people getting pushed into oncoming trains and like subcar rail. And I'm like, what the? And so she pointed to like last week there was a random slashing of a train conductor. So you had 750 National Guardsmen and then 250 state and MTA cops that will be patrolling the city's busiest transit stations. And they're checking bags.
Why are they?
There's a 5-point plan.
Why would they be checking bags? Are they thinking that there's something going to happen? Like, why would you have National Guard down there and just checking bags from people? Like, I understand maybe you're wanting to prevent shootings or prevent fucking stabbings or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like that could be done as if you just, like, going through the station, you put in metal detectors or something.
Yeah, so this kind of reminds me of 9/11, how they use this. And I was just thinking about this because I started listening to X-22 again. You know what I mean? But I listened to it like very critical, where I'm thinking like, no, that's not right. No. What are you talking about here? Mm. Okay. Well, I agree with that, but no, I don't agree with this. And he kept on talking about illegal immigrants coming into this country and how they're going to be activated. And there's like, all of them are, military aged men. They're going to be violent. And I'm like,
did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Like, all of them? Are you sure?
Probably not all of them.
And I'm like, how do we even know how many are coming in, for one? For two, do we know where they're going? No. I mean, unless your Texas governor is sending them into the middle of our country.
I don't know. I mean, somebody's got to, whoever's sending them places knows where they're going. And but I mean, obviously, but once they get there, then they can go somewhere else, obviously. But
exactly. And so my whole thing is like, even if they're children and women, we've seen children and women being used in guerrilla warfare before, where they're used as plants to lure in troops. And then, you know what I mean? So it's like, it doesn't have to just be military age men, for one, but just because they're military age men does not mean they're going to be an active sleeper cell.
Unless they're sending them to specific locations, knowing that they could get away with whatever they're going to do.
I mean, anything's possible. But this is what makes me think of 9/11. And it makes me think of not just 9/11, but the 2016 election. Mm. Where right before the 2016 election, there was a humongous ramp up of police shootings and Islamic terrorism. Mm. And there was a bombing every week. There was a bombing over Iraq. There was a bombing. There's, you know, like, oh, Muslim terrorists. You know what I mean? And so they're treating illegal immigrants as the Muslim terrorist equivalent in this election. And they're kind of using this like fear porn, you know, where they're getting people going like, oh shit, we got to do something about it. They're right over there, you know, because they use fear to garner votes too.
True. But I mean, we've had so many instances where that has been true already. Where an illegal immigrant come in and murder some people or kidnap some people. There was just another one I just seen the other day. They found some little girl in an apartment. She was beaten and sexually abused, and like, I don't remember if she passed or if they found her alive, but she was taken by an illegal immigrant and he was holding her inside this mm-hmm. fucking apartment and just doing whatever the fuck they wanted to her.
Yeah. And I get the argument that, like, you know, if he wasn't here, cause he shouldn't have been here. Right.
Yeah.
Then this would have never happened. And so that's a clear, decisive, you know, like that. I get that.
Yeah.
But it's like, compared to the heinous crimes that happen because of the people that are here legally too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are this? Is that statistically significant? And I don't want to like treat like emotions and young people getting hurt as like statistics. But when you make these decisions on like, you know, is this, it is an emotional thing, dude. And that's what they're doing is I don't want to say that they're cherry picking events. But it's kind of like they're cherry picking events.
Well, yeah,
to prove their point.
Yeah. I mean, and they do that on both sides.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of have to. If you're trying to make a point, you're going to use examples that prove your point.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just
Because there's heinous crimes that are done to minors like all the time.
Oh yeah.
And it's like by legal immigrants, it's by legal just people here just born here. So I don't know. It's just like, it's one of those things where I can see the writing on the wall going like, okay, they're setting this up to be like some freaking terrorist event. And now they have the freaking National Guard out. So, and here's the deal though. There's been like some of the pro MAGA stuff, like the pro 17 people saying like, oh, so they're bringing in the National Guards because it's so unsafe and all this stuff. And I'm like, well, wait, weren't you wanting the National Guard to take over these cities? Like, wasn't that like a sign that something was about to go down? You know what I mean?
Because
I remember back in the day, like I used to get excited about that, like in 2020.
Yeah.
When like the whole country was locked down. I was like, oh, they're deploying the National Guard. Shit's going to happen. But now it's like all of a sudden like, oh, they're preparing you for this militia police state where the military run. And I'm like, yeah, that's what this whole thing was about, dude. Come on.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just confusing.
Yeah, I don't know. That's, I mean, there obviously is, to me, there's got to be something else with the illegal immigration thing. There's got to be something else, some other ulterior motive besides just wanting them to vote for you.
Yeah.
Because there's so many.
How many there are? Do we know?
Millions, dude. Over the last few years, millions. I think I think I read one statistic where it was like there was enough illegal immigrants to fill 8 states.
And it's from the Border Patrol statistics, right? I'm just trying to
Know where that one came from. But it was saying there's been over the last 4 years or whatever, there's been enough illegal immigrants over the border to populate 8 states or something like that.
Not Texas.
That's fucking insane. That's a lot of fucking people.
Yeah, dude.
And then here just recently where it come out that because the numbers were going down that were coming across the border, the Biden administration started flying them in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's been flying them like to Westchester, New York.
He's been flying them from the border to other places, but they were actually flying them out of the country into our country.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like they were picking them up somewhere else and flying them in instead of having them come across the border.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so the whole thing, it does seem fishy. Like it can't just be about votes. It has to be about like there has to be a violent plan.
There's something else going on just besides votes.
Yeah.
Cause that doesn't explain the 30 or 50,000 Chinese that are coming across. That doesn't explain, like you said, the all military age men, mostly. Like if it was,
I don't know if they can verify. I don't know if that is verified,
Well,
but to be honest, I haven't looked.
I haven't either. That's just what has been being said.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you look and there isn't many, you don't see like in the video there, you don't see many families running across.
Mm. Yeah.
Like it's always,
but it could be a section of the video too. So, I mean, like everything is cherry picked, just like January 6th, you know, like they showed just what they wanted you to see.
That was another thing. January 6th. Do you see that New York judge or whoever it was just, dropped all the shit against 100 of them, 100 of those of the inmates.
They're just,
I guess they're just free to go now.
These insurrectionists?
Yeah, I guess.
Not safe.
Let me look it up here real quick. Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? Like all of a sudden, like appellate judge or something like that was like, yeah, everything's dropped against these people.
That is so bizarre. Dude, I bet you they're doing that so that way Trump can't use it as like a grandstanding thing. And again, like,
but at the same time, they're just shooting themselves in the fucking foot.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the Jan 6 thing, I don't know how many people are really buying that, dude, anymore.
What do you mean?
Are they still pushing that? Like, I knew they were like a couple months ago.
That's the whole reasoning.
Since the video footage,
that's the whole reasoning why they're saying Trump can't be on the ballot.
Oh, maybe they're going to let some of them out to get interviewed and they're going to pay him off to have like an interview saying like, I totally changed my mind on Trump. He is an insurrectionist. He ruined my life. You know what I mean? Like, think about what they could do with these guys. But why hasn't Trump spoken out about these guys more often? You know, like January 6th, prisoners.
Yeah, right here.
Get him out.
Appeals court tosses Jan 6th sentence and ruling that could affect more than 100 cases.
Oh, okay. So it's a ruling and they tossed it. Okay.
Ruling by a 3-judge panel raises the possibility that more than 100 defendants may be resentenced over their role.
Oh yeah. So they're going to be resentenced over their role in their January 6th.
They tossed out a portion of January's defendant's sentence that could affect more than, oh yeah. So it tossed out a portion of them. So whatever sentence they're going to be resentenced is going to be less.
So dude, I don't know. We might have to look into that.
Turn into like a trespassing thing, and instead of you're an insurrectionist.
Hmm. Yeah, that whole thing was just so bizarre, dude. Because like, where has Trump been on these guys? I know he said it a couple times when he was running for president again.
Yeah.
But before that, he was completely silent on these guys.
That's true.
Meanwhile, they're in prison. Like, remember the sound recordings that we got of them singing like the national anthem all together?
Oh, yeah, he used that at his rallies.
Yeah, but it's like, dude, I don't know. Like, that's pretty backstabby to me. But, I mean, what else could he do? Like, he could talk them up, but they would just be like, so you want these insurrectionists to be out of there? But he could just be like, it wasn't an insurrection. Yeah. I was totally peaceful. I told people to go home.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That whole thing is, you know, I could see how both sides would be.
It's going to be interesting to see, like, if, say, their sentences get extremely reduced and they're let out of the prison or whatever, how many end up suing over being, like, held against,
I would sue the fuck.
Shit. Oh, I would too.
I would sue the fuck out of them.
That's going to be interesting to see.
Well, if a judge will uphold it, you know?
Well, I mean, if they wait until Trump's president and they get another Trump-appointed judge.
Yeah, I mean, even if it is a Trump-appointed judge, I've seen, like, Trump-appointed judges do, like, some weird-ass shit, dude.
But at the same time, they would have a case on their hands if an appellate court already recognized that they were there wrongfully. Or for an extreme, what's the word I'm looking for? Extreme punishment of their case.
Mm. Yeah, I could definitely see people like trying to sue. I mean, I would definitely, if I got out of there, I would see like, hey, what can we do? Because this ruined my life.
Exactly.
Like, think about that, dude.
I would too.
Like, how long have they been in there for? Almost 5 years? over four years now.
Yeah.
Well, close to 4 years. I mean,
fucked their life royally.
Yeah. So I don't know. Like that whole thing to me is just like all of those people just got severely fucked. And I get it. Like, you know, there's some bad actors in there that probably deserve to be locked up because of what they did. But, you know, it's hard to tell. Like when you just grab them all together, it's like, okay, well, release the videotape. Just like that one, the Q Shaman.
Yeah.
You know, there's like a FOIA request or like the lawyer got the videotape. And as soon as he got the videotape, the guy was out of there, you know, within a week.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, so you're saying the videotape, there's stuff on there that proves that he's innocent.
Yeah.
You know, but why else would you let the guy?
You're going to hold him until someone actually makes it public.
Yeah. So it's just like,
yeah, that's fucked.
What are we doing here? So I don't know. I think that they're going to be using that kind of stuff to sway voters as well. Nikki Haley suspended her campaign today.
Yeah.
And that was a big surprise because I thought she was going to hold out the entire time.
I wasn't surprised. I feel like if you're going to hold out, I mean, Super Tuesday is kind of the last draw. If you're, if you're still fucked by then, you're done for.
Well, yeah. And what did Trump got like 1,057 or some shit?
Yeah. And she got like 18, 20 or whatever. She got very little delegates.
Yeah, so that's not going. And everybody saw that too. So it's just it was very questionable, like why she was still in there.
Well, I think they were waiting, and I think you mentioned this. I think they were waiting until they knew for sure whether or not Trump was going to get the nomination.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was always a chance. There was a chance before we have to start doing drastic.
You're
shit.
Telling me there's a chance.
So I think they were waiting until it was obvious there was no chance in hell. That way they can go, okay, we can start plan B.
Ooh, the assassination attempt of Donald Trump.
Or they try to bring somebody else in. They remove Biden and try to bring somebody else in. Because, you know, Biden's not doing fucking much better.
That's true. Well, so, and that's another thing too, is Michelle Obama came out saying that she's not going to run, bro.
Yeah, what's up with that? She did say that. Well, I did see at the end of that article, it said something about, I forget how they said it. Like she was mad that they kind of answered for her though.
What? Like there's a chance?
Like, I don't know. Like somebody came out and said that she said she wasn't running. But then at the very end of the article, it says like she was pissed that they came out and said that or something. I don't remember. I don't have that article in front of me.
The one
that you sent over. It was like towards the very end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I sent that to Dave too. And I was like, dude, looks like Big Mike's not swinging. And he's like, yeah, I knew she wasn't going to freaking run. I'm like, hey, there was a sliver of chance there.
He gave it a little. There was a sliver. He gave it just
a little bit. So, I mean, what is their plan, though? I mean, to get rid of Biden.
I think the way Newsom's been acting, I wouldn't be surprised if they try to bring him in. If they remove Biden.
Yeah.
If they remove Biden, though, Kamala's going to be president. If they do it before, like, and that's not a good look either, because she didn't even have the support when she tried to run.
Yeah.
She was, less than 1%?
I like what Bob Hansen says right here. Maybe as Michael, not Michelle. Dude, that's what I've been saying this whole time. Michelle's going to come out as Michael and be like, I am a man. I'm here to be your first transgender president. Yeah. I am Michael, and I always have been.
All of a sudden, the voice drops a couple octaves.
Yeah, dude. She shows like those fucking heavy trap muscles. Goes, oh, God. It's time to get America back.
That's her.
She points to her back. You know what I mean?
That's her campaign. She just steps up to the podium and flexes her back muscles.
Yeah. America gets back. Yeah,
I don't know why. I don't know why you did like an Arnold Schwarzenegger voice right then.
I don't know. I feel like when you talk about your muscles, you gotta go a little German, you know?
Oh man!
But yeah, so I don't know, dude. Like the whole like National Guard thing. Like Andrew Cuomo there's a lot of stuff happening with New York. You know what I mean? And that was always a phrase like, watch New York, watch California, all this shit, you know? So I'm like looking at these states going, are they going to flip?
I mean, if they keep going,
what are the chances?
If they keep going the direction they're going and keep pissing people off, I wouldn't be surprised if it goes purple, at least.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I mean, New York kind of, well, I don't know if they're purple. Are they? They're pretty fucking blue.
They're pretty blue.
Yeah, I think they're pretty blue. But, I mean, it's all the big cities, dude.
Yeah.
And that's what, like, I want to see. I want to see what the turnout would be like without these freaking cities voting. And that's where I'm like, we had a mass exodus of all these big-ass Democratic cities. So what's it going to look like here?
Yeah, it'll be interesting. And the mass exodus plus people just having enough. And like getting the information that they didn't necessarily like the information being proven to them that they didn't necessarily believe beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of minds that are, I don't know about changing, but definitely looking for another option.
Well, what sucks about all of the mass exodus is all of the people who changed their minds, whether those be Democrats or Republicans, left to go to Republican places. So all that's left is just nothing but straight up blue. You know what
true,
I mean?
True, but in those blue places that are left, I feel like a lot of people aren't going to vote, especially younger people just tend not to show up.
Well, depends on if Taylor Swift tells them to or not, you know? Well, Taylor Swift tells me to vote, I'm fucking voting.
We'll see. But also, you know? If they're losing more population than they're gaining, then they're going to have less of an impact on how the election turns out anyway.
Yeah, well, yeah, rezoning, redistricting, right? Yeah. You'd have that element kind of come into it where...
Yeah, because when it comes down to Electoral College... Yes. Now they're getting, because they have a less population, they're getting less numbers from that state.
Exactly. Yeah. Or at least from that district. So I don't know. Maybe it could sway it that way. I don't know. But before we get out of here, dude, I want to go to Twitter or X.
Okay.
And I want to go to this little thing that you saved about the scorpion. All right.
Oh, God. This would be the worst.
Because this sounds very painful. And honestly, this reminded me of something that could happen in Texas, dude. So you might want to be careful. Right? Because those scorpions are there.
This actually happened in Vegas. So.
Oh, yeah. High desert.
Where the fuck is it? It's not showing up.
Oh, what's there? It's like the third one.
Oh, here we bookmarks. Go. Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah. So check this
yeah,
out.
Yeah. So it's a. Over 1,000, or no, that's the National Guard thing. What the fuck?
You have to click on it over on the right. You have to hit the full screen over on the right hand side there. You can go full screen with it. There you go.
A man suing a luxury hotel resort in Las Vegas after he was stung by a scorpion on his testicles while sleeping in the hotel.
Damn-o. Go.
That is the worst.
Dude, play this audio. I got to hear this.
Is there... I don't even know what this audio is.
Well, I think it's the man calling in saying, help me!
Oh, no.
My testicles!
Oh, no.
There's a scorpion on him!
I have a scorpion over there just hanging on my underwear.
Michael Farchi says the scorpion attacked in the middle of the night as he was sound asleep at the Palazzo at the Venetian in Vegas.
I woke up with a sharp pain in my private area. I was surprised.
You'd say.
I didn't know what is that. I reached my hand to... see what's happening over there under the cover, and I just got another sharp pain.
The venomous creature stinging Farchi 3 to 4 times. The medical report clearly shows the focus of the injury. It happened December 26th while Farchi and his family were enjoying a holiday vacation at the Venetian. Farchi now suing the high-end hotel for the Sin City Stinger. He says he still has some ongoing medical issues due to the traumatizing attack.
Nobody staying in Vegas needs to be exposed to deadly scorpions while they're sleeping.
While they're sleeping.
The Sin City Stinger? Oh my god.
Hell yeah, baby. The sense diddy said this. I can't even say it. Dude,
that's
what that's I love
about
like
that's a superhero name. That's a superhero name.
They come up with this shit.
God.
Like, let's come up with these, like, come on, these, like, alliterations, like these stingers. Yeah. Oh, the Sin City Stinger. Yeah, baby.
God dang it, man. That would be the worst, though. Being, like, yes. Just being stung by a scorpion would probably suck. I've never been stung by one. But being stung on the balls.
Oh, yeah, dude. Well, so here's the deal is I've woken up. Full disclosure, I sleep in my underwear. All right.
I mean, who okay. Doesn't?
So I mean,
before we had kids, I used to sleep naked every night, but then they started creeping down and getting into our bed. And I was like, this can't happen anymore.
Yeah. This is a little weird.
Yeah.
Putting the boxers back on. So like the pants, you know, the sweatpants, they're just like by the bed. I've had it where I've had the shorts, you know, in the summertime.
Yeah.
You put your shorts on and a fucking spider falls out, dude. I'm talking about thick black spider.
Back,
you know,
when we
like
were up in
big ones.
Back when we were up in Washington, we got in bed and lights go off and we get under the covers. And as soon as I lay down, I feel something like bounce off my leg.
No.
And then I was like, what the fuck? And I felt it bounce up off my leg again, like it was running. And I was like, what the fuck? And I fucking get up and the wife immediately is like, what? What's going on? And I fucking throw the covers off the bed, and there it is, a fucking spider running across the fucking bed. And I fucking
holy shit.
Grab my fucking flip-flop from over here, and I just start fucking smashing the bed.
Damn,
I killed
dude.
The fucker, though.
Yeah. Yeah, that's always, like, one of those terrifying things. And, like, just, like, if you ever, like, poop, like, in the middle of the night, you're just like, oh, shit, I gotta take a poop. Or if, like, you know what I mean, just, like, going to take a shit and... there's a spider in the toilet.
Mm.
Have you ever had that happen?
I've
never had that happen, but I always worry about it.
No, it's the one I've always seen, like videos and pictures of people posting like snakes coming up their toilet.
Yeah.
I don't know. Weird. I don't know how that happens.
Nah.
But
I mean, you got to live in like
I feel
Florida
like
or something.
That would be the most, that'd be one of the most terrifying things. Like if you're sitting there taking a deuce and like a snake head comes up from between your legs,
you're like, my shit's moving.
Whew. Oh, God.
That's like the shit covered snake.
Man.
Yeah.
That'd be the worst.
The Sin City Stinger. Yeah.
That's a,
so
that's
I don't
a,
know.
That's
I mean,
a good name. Sin City Stinger.
It is, dude.
That scorpion's going to go down in infamy.
That's a podcast name right there. You know? Come on now.
Oh, man.
These news people, they're good at that shit.
They are. That's true. I wonder, like, what would you actually would sue for?
I mean, damages.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
damages
I guess,
to
yeah.
the jewels.
Yeah, I guess.
I'd say, you know, unspecified amount in damages. You know, you'd have like emotional distress. I mean, all these lawyers, they come up with these like fucking, you know, oh, you got PTSD, you got this, you got this. You know, say you couldn't sleep for a week straight. Yeah, that'll really throw him. I'm sure he has like some advice to get as much money as he can out of this place.
Yeah, I don't know.
So
he'll probably gonna win though, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, think about the resort though. How would you fight this? Be like, oh, well, here's our cleaning records. Here's our blah, blah, blah. Have we had any other incidents of these scorpions coming in and biting other people? No, or stinging other people, you know? So they'd have to like, really provide their evidence that they covered their tracks and be like, look, there's nothing we could have done extra to prevent this from happening. So he must have brought it in.
Yeah.
I bet you that's what they're going to try.
Yeah.
To
they're do. Saying he's now seeking an unspecified amount in damages. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your jewels are priceless.
Yeah. Those are family jewels, bro.
So
you can't mess with those.
I mean, to be able to get up, he had to have brought it in, honestly.
Well, and that's what they're probably going to have to try to prove.
Because how,
be like,
depending
look,
on where
no
he was
way.
In the hotel, say he was on, he was multiple floors up. That's mm-hmm. quite the fucking adventure for a scorpion to get up there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have cleaning crew, you know, and like
true.
How clean is your cleaning crew? Do
true.
They, where do they go? Do they go all four floors or however tall this is?
I mean, yeah, just piggybacking off anyone going in and out. Yeah, I could see that.
Yep. So I don't know. It's one of those weird ass things where you're going, oh, I've never been to Vegas, but that's definitely going to be one thing that I check is be like, okay, we got to make sure all the crevices, all the cracks in the ceilings, walls.
I've been to Vegas. Everything's checked. I've been to Vegas a couple times and I never even seen a scorpion. I've never seen a scorpion here in Texas.
Oof. Okay.
And we've been here for a year and a half.
Yep. Well, I think you live in the wet part. They live in the dry part.
Yeah, maybe.
You know what I mean? More northern, or western
Dave's,
Texas.
Dave's daughter's seen a scorpion when we were in Austin.
Ooh, okay. Ooh.
It was a little one. Said about this big little one.
Where the little ones are, the big ones are too, though.
That's so true.
You got to be careful.
That's true. Yeah, so, fuck scorpions, man.
Fuck them. You know, stay away from them. Kill them all.
I mean, honestly, if they're going to go after if scorpions are just going to start going after people's balls, then we need to like form a union against scorpions and eliminate them.
Yep. It's like a threat to humanity, dude. Think about it. Scorpions are going to take
us out.
We're worried about nuclear war over here, and it's the scorpions that are going to sting our balls off.
Yeah, we're worried about population dwindling, like Elon Musk has said multiple times, like our trajectory is not good for population. Like we can't have scorpions stinging guys in the balls.
Dude, what's
not helping?
What if Bill Gates dropped off that scorpion? It's like, oh, this guy's having too many kids. Sting him in the ball.
He's genetically changing scorpions so they only attack.
Yeah, we got a depop. We got a scorpion depop over here. You know what I mean?
All this ball sackery going on.
Yeah. Oh, too much set.
Oh, right, man. Well, I think
good
that's
show,
it,
brother.
That's
good show. Yes, there's a lot of shit going on. You know what I mean? We got to stay tuned on President Biden's State of the Union address tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that is tomorrow.
Yes, indeed.
What do you think? What do you think is going to happen with that? You think it's just going to be an incoherent mess?
Yeah, I think he's going to mess up. I think there's going to be like several spots where he's just like very. I think this is the spot where things finally turn and they like go, whoa, we got to get this guy out of here.
I have a feeling he's going to try to be Dark Brandon.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's going to be very apparent to everyone, like you just said, that he is not capable.
Yep.
And then that's when they start pushing the removal.
Yep. Something. I feel like something big might happen during the stadium, like a 20-second pause, dude.
I could
like
always, Mitch McConnell could always glitch. Be wrong, but that's just true. That's just what I feel.
Yeah. All right, dude. Well, yeah. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Live on Patreon. If you're not on Patreon, get on Patreon. Support the show.
Yeah.
Join us live. We get to see you guys chat it up. Have fun in the chats and whatnot.
Yeah, and all you people that are on Patreon, we'll see you Friday for the call-in show.
Hell yeah, brother. All right, Chris.
Boom.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.